Hello, and welcome to the latest edition of the Proximo Weekly Podcast. I'm Max Kalmeyer, a content manager here at Proximo, and I'm delighted to be joining you once again today to bring you the top 10 stories from the past week, brought to you by our incredible in-house team of experts. First up, CapturePoint has closed on a private direct transfer tax credit transaction for carbon dioxide captured at its Arcalon facility near Liberal, Kansas. The captured CO2 will be utilised for carbon dioxide enhanced oil recovery, CO2 EOR, operations in the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas. CapturePoint's Arcalon facility has the capacity to capture 250,000 metric tonnes of CO2 annually from nearby bioethanol production. This is transported through a 170-mile regional network of dedicated CO2 pipelines to over 75 CO2 injection wells the company uses for CO2 EOR operations. The Arcalon CO2 capture facility was placed in service in April of 2023, generating Section 45Q tax credits for capturing and utilising industrially sourced CO2 emissions. The tax credit transfer agreement between CapturePoint and the unnamed buyer includes placement of 100% of the 45Q tax credits generated by the Arcalon facility for a total of 12 years. At closing, CapturePoint will transfer all 2023 generated 45Q tax credits to the buyer. The Section 45Q transaction was placed privately by Marathon Capital. Nokomis Energy is planning the sale of a portion of its community solar assets in Minnesota. Based in Minneapolis, Nokomis Energy typically works with local landowners to install solar assets on their properties. The solar assets are then connected to the grid and the relevant utility allocates bill credits to Nokomis Energy for any energy supplied. The company sells these credits to businesses and residents in the area as a subscription. The subscription payments are used to pay the landowner. In 2021, Nokomis Energy formed a partnership with Rosemore Sustainable Infrastructure Management that aimed to build a 30-project portfolio of over 50 megawatts of community solar capacity across Minnesota. The US says it will pump $4 billion into supporting Romania's bid to build its first small modular reactor plant. The proposed Doicești SMR project, 90 kilometres northwest of Bucharest, will receive $3 billion from US Exim and $1 billion from the DFC. US Ambassador Kathleen Ann Kavalek said after a visit to the site, Romanian state-owned nuclear power producer Nuclear Electra Chief Executive Cosmin Ghita said prospective investors were also interested in providing equity for the project. Romania expects to be a preliminary final investment decision next year on the project, which could become Europe's first to use the technology, Energy Minister Sebastian Berduja said. RNG platform Viridi Energy has acquired a legacy biosolids digester plant in Brunswick, Maine. Viridi plans to turn the site into a waste-to-RNG facility and has entered into an agreement for Casella Waste Systems to manage feedstock collections and delivery logistics for an estimated 85,000 tonnes of biosolids per year collected from a network of wastewater treatment plants. The updated facility will transform biosolids via anaerobic digestion into enough energy to heat more than 3,000 homes for a year. It will also supply electricity directly to Brunswick Landing, the 3,300-acre campus that is home to both the Brunswick family and more than 160 other companies. Greenvolt Power has signed a $39 million project financing with UniCredit Bank for the construction and maintenance of a 57-megawatt solar park in Hungary. The park is currently under construction and expected to reach commercial operation by the end of the first half of 2024. There's already an agreement to connect the solar park to the electricity grid, with the energy generated being sold under the feed-in tariff support scheme currently applied in Hungary. UKEF has signed an MOU with the US Department of Energy Loan Programs Office. The agreement marks the first MOU between a European ECA and the LPO, and commits to exploring new avenues for joint financing opportunities in energy and green infrastructure projects. With the LPO having facilitated financing deals exceeding $30 billion for energy and advanced technology vehicle projects over the past decade, the collaboration with UKEF holds potential for driving sustainability in the energy sector. The partnership aims to unlock a wide array of financing opportunities for energy projects, including those focused on decarbonisation and green infrastructure. US Exim has issued a letter of interest to provide up to $250 million in funding for Meteoric Resources' Caldeira Rare Earth Ionic Clay project in the Brazilian state of Minas Gerais. With the support of Sprott Capital Partners, Meteoric has engaged Woodford Resources for the initial phase of the senior debt financing process, resulting in the non-binding LOI from the ECA. US Exim's funding is linked to potential US origin equipment, goods and services. Meteoric is targeting a final investment decision in late 2025. SMBC has been awarded the advisory mandate for Saudi Arabia's brine chemicals complex. The scheme will be built in phases and requires between $15 billion and $20 billion in investment. According to NEOM's water and energy subsidiary, ENOA, the desalination plant will have a design capacity of 500,000 cubic metres a day and is expected to become operational by 2024. The scheme will be 100% powered by renewable energy and the brine generated from the desalination. In related news, NEOM has launched an untied $3 billion SACE-covered facility to the bank market at the end of last year, with mandates expected this year. NEOM is also making use of ECA financing this year for the rolling stock for its high-speed rail project, according to a source with knowledge of the project. Differing reports have emerged on Zenobē's additional financing for its electric bus portfolio in the UK and Ireland. According to market sources, Zenobē, the joint venture between KKR, InfraCapital and JERA, signed on the deal in February. However, Zenobē claims the deal has not yet been signed. The deal complements a £241 million financing that reached financial close in February of 2022. Structured via borrowing vehicle Zenobē Borrower Fleet Co Limited, the 2022 financing comprises a £116 million private placement provided by Aviva, Scottish Windows, NatWest, Siemens and Société Générale, as well as a £100 million RCF and £25 million of ancillary facilities provided by Lloyds, MUFG, NatWest, Santander, Siemens and Société Générale. The 2022 deal was designed to fund the rollout of around 430 e-buses. The two financings combined up that rollout to 2,000 e-buses. Rio Tinto will invest $350 million at its Rincon lithium plant in Argentina as it works to begin production by the end of the year. Rio Tinto, the world's biggest iron ore producer, is one of the few large mining companies betting on lithium, even as its counterparts such as BHP stay away from investing in the metal, which is used in electric vehicle batteries. The company purchased the Rincon project from Rincon Mining in 2022 for $825 million and plans to develop a battery-grade lithium carbonate plant with an annual capacity of 3,000 tonnes. Rio Tinto said it's working with local communities and authorities to ensure environmental standards. Now that's all from me today, but before I go, I wanted to talk to you about one of the upcoming events in our calendar, and it's the big one, our Exile Global Conference, where Proxima will be partnering with its sister brands TXF and Oxeno to bring to you a global project, export and development finance conference that will unite over 1,400 stakeholders in Athens this June. We have some great names confirmed already, the likes of government representatives from Spain, Germany, Guinea and Senegal, alongside an incredible list of developers, project sponsors and investors, including but not limited to FRV, Matrix Renewables, Nordex Green Hydrogen, Grenergy, InfraCapital, MetLife, Glenmont Partners, Solar Ventures, European Energy, SolarPack and many more. This truly is an unmissable event if you're working in the project finance space, and we would love to have you join us in Athens. For more information, email one of our team and find out how you can get yourself over there as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I wish you a fantastic rest of your week, and I'm sure I'll be speaking with you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.